The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much going on in the sports world, and I'll tell you what, first and foremost, we have got to obviously send our hearts out to Juan Jose Fernandez of the Florida Marlins, obviously being killed in a boat crash, something very terrible, obviously, but there are a lot of things happening in the sports world. Jeff Rich, my tag team partner in crime, is with me. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, brother?
I'm not doing very well, to be honest with you. This is, Smashing Pumpkins once put out an album called Melancholy and Infinite Sadness. And that's how I feel, man. I'm not old enough for my life to overlap with Roberto Clemente. Yeah, so I am sad, but we'll get into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am just heartbroken over Jose Fernandez's tragic loss down there in Miami.
Yeah, a lot of things happening in the sports world, and that's obviously...
This is a
terrible one to be going at it, but anyways, I guess we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
The new Firestone Champion Tire has a 70,000-mile limited tread wear warranty, our longest ever, so they can take you from Manhattan to Nashville to the middle of nowhere. Because with the right tires, there's no such thing as a wrong turn, and you can go just about anywhere. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Certain limitations and restrictions apply. Ask a Firestone retailer for details. Actual mileage may vary.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
And I was not kidding when I talked about the warmth that I get when I come here. Will I miss the games? Well, yeah, but I can turn on the radio or the TV. I could catch the game. The people, that's what I will miss.
Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
Seems to me, girl, you know. All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A little bit of Vince Scully for you, and I don't know, man. It's just a sad day, to be honest with you. Anytime somebody is lost, but a boating experience, and you know, your life is taken. I understand that they weren't wearing life vests, Jeff, and again, just a very, very sad occurrence. Jose Fernandez dying in a boating accident in Florida very early Sunday morning. So shocking, upsetting, disappointing. I don't even know the word necessarily to use, Jeff.
Devastating. It's beyond the comprehension of what I'm used to dealing with. You know, and we get into subjects outside of sports on this program. And, you know, it's not just Jose Fernandez. It's Jose Fernandez and two of his personal friends, all under the age of 30, you know, just out there enjoying themselves. Possibility at this point, it's very early in the investigation, but there's a possibility that there was no alcohol or illicit drugs involved here, that this was just really an accident caused by darkness and, you know, maybe a little bit of aggressiveness. You know, this really hits close to home, going back to 1993, you know, when a few of the Cleveland Indians were out on a boating trip on a place called Little Lake Nellie in Florida, and two of them perished, Steve Olin and Tim Cruz. Bob Ojeda survived. And, you know, these tragedies, I mean, it takes you back to memories of Thurman Munson and Roberto Clemente, whose lives I barely overlapped with. But so I've never had this feeling of waking up to find out that one of our young stars in sports is gone. You know, I mean, we've experienced this in Major League Baseball. Nick Adenhart comes to mind, and what the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim family had to deal with during that time when he was struck by a drunk driver. I mean, these tragedies just never get easier. You know, even Wilson Ramos, who was just kidnapped and survived, and he's back playing Major League Baseball. You know, those things make these gentlemen human. And then you add the factor in that, you know, that he defected from Cuba, that he came to the United States looking for an opportunity, and he had, you know, the world was his oyster. 38-17 in his very young career, a little sidelined by injury of late, but just a brilliant young player. And, you know, my heart is broken, you know, just as, you know, for myself, not to mention for the Marlins and Major League Baseball community, as well as the Fernandez family and that Cuban, you know, and that Cuban population down there in South Florida that lost one of its icons. You know, you just can't say enough about how sad this is and how devastating it is for all of those affected. But, you know,
yeah, very good points. And I want to add this, you know, everybody should be able to go out there and live their life the way that they want to do. It's just one of those things. You should live your life the way that you want to live it, enjoy it. And he was out there doing something that he loved. Obviously, he's out on a boat and enjoying himself. And these are just things that happen in life. And I'm not trying to not shed less light on it or anything. But what I'm trying to say is he was trying to live his life and be a normal person. And you know what? Accidents happen, and they're tragic, and they're terrible, and they're devastating. But ultimately, everybody should live the life that they want to live, Jeff.
Absolutely. Pistol Pete died on the court. You know, you talk about dying the way you lived. And that's absolutely the way that I, not at the age of 24, obviously, and not, taking my friends with me. But, when it does come to an end for me, I hope that I could say that every day that I got, I lived it to the fullest and I took advantage. And I'm sure you're the same way.
I agree with you on that one. And that's ultimately what I try to do every day. I try to enjoy every single day. I try to go out there and do something for me every day. And ultimately, it's tragic. It's terrible. It's devastating. Our hearts and prayers are obviously with the Fernandez family and obviously Major League Baseball at this time. And we'll talk to John Poulter about this. We'll have him, our professor of sports, joining us here in just a little bit. And obviously, he shot me a message real early this morning saying, did you hear the tragic news? And, I woke up and obviously I start getting on the internet and I do my research and checking things out and boom, it hits you like a ton of bricks. So yeah, we all saw it. We're all feeling the pain and everything that goes along with it. And like I said, one more time, our hearts and prayers are with the Fernandez family, Major League Baseball, and the Florida Marlins at this point. So I'm sorry, the Miami Marlins. Sorry about that. But ultimately, we will talk to John Poulter more about this. And speaking of baseball, just in general, things are definitely heating up, Jeff, in a major, major way.
Oh, what a battle for home field advantage in the American League playoffs. The Cubs got everything settled in the National League, but battle after battle, I think Texas is the only one that clinched when we went to air this morning. In the American League, you have, I think some things are inevitable, but at the end of the day, I think that that 162 games are going to matter for a lot of teams in Major League Baseball.
So. Yeah, that's pretty crazy when you think about it. I mean, ultimately, we always talk about it being a sprint, or I'm sorry, a marathon, not a sprint. And ultimately, we're seeing here, this is the definition of what a marathon is this year in baseball.
Well, yeah, and I like this setup. I like this setup in the Major League Baseball playoffs that you have to play for everything. I think that we saw a lot of complacency even in the wild card era when you knew that you were just going to go play the same 5-game series that the division champ was going to play. Now you've got this do or die game that gives you a lot of motivation to chase that division until it can't be chased anymore by the by the numbers there. And then even the wild card game seeding, it really matters, because do you want to go on the road? I know that the Cubs were able to take care of business in Pittsburgh, and I know that the Giants have emerged as a wild card team under the new format to actually win the World Series. But you still want to get everything that you can get there. You can't say I'm a game and a half back, and if I can't catch them, oh well, I'm just going to be the 4 seed instead of the 1 seed. I think that you really need to chase that division title.
No, I agree with you, man. It's you don't want to have to be a wild card. You want to be the division champion. And ultimately, man, you just want to go out there and obviously battle and do the best that you possibly can.
And that's just it. I see the Detroit Tigers, they're on their own program. There's a small magic number between the Indians and the Detroit Tigers. And it all comes down to, them chasing their own prizes. I think the Indians win that division. Detroit ends up as a wild card. So, Dorf, man, it's been a heck of a season there.
Absolutely. Look, I mean, you guys had a major happening with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and then ultimately, man, it's kind of just kept going with the Cleveland Indians at the same time. So we'll keep it rolling here. John Poulter, professor of sports, is going to join us on the other side. I'm sure we'll get back into the Jose Fernandez situation, the tragedy, if you will. Devastating for the Marlins, devastating for baseball, devastating for his family. But keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
For those of you who wonder about what I will do, put it this way. I'm looking for a much smaller house and a much larger medicine cabinet.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Another call from Vin Scully, and again, hearts and prayers
thoughts, everything are with the Fernandez family, the Marlins, Major League Baseball. They've obviously canceled the game. We are now going to bring on our professor of sports, John Poulter, to talk about this. And then we do want to get into what's going on the field as well. But Jeff and I have been talking about this morning. You sent me a quick message on Twitter, obviously early, John. But first of all, welcome to the program. And then obviously we want you to address the Fernandez situation. So good morning, John, under somewhat not such great circumstances, but obviously we love talking to you, usually about what's happening on the field more so than the tragedies that happen off the field. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. Good morning to you, and good morning, Jeff. Yeah, second week in a row that I've woken up to some pretty disturbing news about the loss of somebody in baseball. Last week it was Jan Hervis Solarte. His wife passed away at the young age of 31 on the weekend. Was released on the news early Sunday morning. Similar situation this week. The accident apparently happened between 3 and 3:30 a.m. Sunday morning off the coast of Miami Beach. And with me living in the Eastern time zone, naturally I see and hear about these things before you two do. So I dashed off a message to the two of you first thing because I knew it was something that we would want to talk about today. Very sad situation, obviously, when you lose anybody, but when you lose somebody of that age and of that magnitude, it hits hard. It hits home a lot more. And first thing that crossed my mind when I sent Jeff the note was to tie in with the 1993 accident with three Indians pitchers, two of whom did not survive the accident, Tim Cruz and Steve Olin. Jeff alluded to that a little earlier. And it just sort of struck me that that would be one of the early memories of Jeff. I mean, Jeff would be a young teenager in those days, and he mentioned earlier that he does not go back to the days of Clemente. I'm old enough to remember the tragic passing of Clemente, the tragic passing of Thurman Munson in 1979, the assassination of Lyman Bostock in 1978 when he was sitting in a car at a traffic light. And of course, we all remember Nick Adenhart from 7 or 8 years ago, a couple of days after he'd made a start. And of course, therefore, I'm old enough to remember the tragic death of Tim Horton in an auto accident. So these folks, we think of them as being larger than life, but they're still people.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, we think of these people as immortals and guys that are indestructible, if you will. And I said to Jeff earlier, I said, look, I mean, the bottom line is we all should go out and live our life the way that we want to live it. You know, you take educated risks and whatnot. We all know that. But I don't think that you go out there and, you know, you plan for tragedy. You plan for good things to happen. You plan for fun. You plan for excitement. I think these guys were out trying to enjoy themselves, and it wound up in a tragedy. And I'm just one of those guys that says, listen, I'm going to live my life. I'm going to enjoy what I do. Obviously, there's times when you don't enjoy it, but for the most part, I think you want to live your life the way that you want to live it. And you can't live in a shell is what I'm trying to say. And there are going to be times that you put yourself in a position where you're uncomfortable. It could be a bad situation. But ultimately, I think everybody should go out there and live their life the way that they want to live it. Jeff?
Yeah, you know, I think that the people you leave behind are the saddest part of the story because they are the ones that have to deal with it. You know, even 3 years ago, I was reading stories about Patty Olin still, you know, living her life, you know, despite the loss of her husband, Steve, who was, the Indians closer or the projected closer going into the 1993 season. And the survivors have it the roughest because when you pass away, you don't have to deal with the tragedy of your own death. I think that is sometimes forgotten. I think that Jose Fernandez had a heck of a lot of living in front of him. And I think that it's definitely the right call, as it was when the I believe it was the Cubs and Cardinals canceled their game when Daryl Kyle passed away. I think that it's only right. You know, you play 162 of these. A Marlins Braves game may not mean anything in the scheme of things, on a Sunday afternoon, so it won't be made up. But know, good call by Major League Baseball, good call by the Braves and the Marlins to not play baseball today. That there are so many more important things that I think that sometimes we even lose focus of talking about sports, that there are things that go beyond the sports arena that definitely take precedent. And I think that the tragic passing of Jose Fernandez and two of his personal friends it merits going beyond, you know, transcending beyond the scope of sports.
Agreed. 100%. Go ahead, John.
Interesting that Andy, you brought up the fact that these guys were out having a little bit of fun and doing something they enjoyed, and went from this world having some fun. And when you look at the list that we discussed earlier, with one or two exceptions, most of these folks were doing something that they liked. Cruz and Olin were out boating in Florida. Thurman Munson was flying his own personal plane, which was a passion of his. Tim Horton was driving a sports car on a highway in Ontario, which was a passion of his. And Roberto Clemente, of course, was on a charity mission to Nicaragua on New Year's Eve 1972, just off a World Series championship. His 3,000th hit ended his career was exactly 3,000 hits. So I guess in some ways, if you have to leave this world, at least do leave it doing something that you love. And I think that speaks to your point from a couple of minutes ago.
Hey, John, let me piggyback on what you were saying about Roberto Clemente. I've mentioned that my life barely overlaps with his, me being 38 years old. But the appreciation for Clemente, escalates every time I learn a little bit more around the circumstances. The circumstances were that he accompanied that plane on the humanitarian mission because supplies were being stolen after a tragic earthquake, and he wanted to make sure that the people that were supposed to receive these supplies got them, and he was going to personally vouch for it by accompanying the mission. And, of course, things didn't work out well that New Year's Eve evening, but Roberto Clemente is certainly somebody that it helps to remember in the times of tragedy as it relates to Major League Baseball.
Yeah, very, very true. And of course, in those days, we didn't have 24/7 coverage of 24/7 coverage of baseball. So Clemente was somebody that we didn't see every day, and a little sideline to that tragic situation. Clemente had played winter ball. I'm not sure which particular country he was playing in at the time, but there was a young relief pitcher on that same team by the name of Tom Walker, who had a brief career with the Montreal Expos. And Walker wanted to go on the plane with Clemente. Clemente talked him out of it, said, "Hey, you're a young kid. You're playing winter ball. Enjoy New Year's Eve with your friends." And Tom Walker stayed home, did not get on that plane. And Tom Walker eventually married and had a son, and that son is Neil Walker, who now plays for the New York Mets. So it's funny how these things tie together.
Yeah,
well, it was an issue of weight on the plane, too, so that way, another person accompanying that mission would not have helped.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the voice of John Polta, professor of sports, joining us, by the way, on the program, Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline, USA Radio Network. Hey, John, just a quick question before we do go to break in a couple of minutes. Will you have time to spend a little bit more time with us on the other side so we can talk about some of the things that are actually happening on the field? And I'm not taking anything away from what we're talking about now, because I think we should be talking about this and talking about Fernandez and his career and his life and what he had to obviously look forward to. But all that is obviously not going to happen for him anymore. But on the other side, would you have time to talk to us a little bit about what's happening on the field? Because truth be told, it is definitely heating up. And Jeff said earlier, this is one of those years where all 162 games are definitely going to matter.
I'd be happy to stick around, and I guess we need to talk some Vin Scully as well.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But in general, our hearts, our prayers and thoughts are obviously with the Fernandez family, with the Marlins, with Major League Baseball. And as Jeff said, I think they're doing the right thing. You take the day off. You mourn this. You think about this. It's something that's so devastating and tragic that you wish it would never happen at all. But ultimately, like I said, because we all live the life that we want to live, tragedy, accidents, and things along the bad side are going to happen. It's just the way life works. And it's sad, but ultimately that's the way things work. So if you could, John, hang with us for a little bit, and then on the other side, we will get into some of the numbers and the things that are happening on the field, because ultimately, man, you still might be right about the Houston Astros. They're doing everything they can for you, brother.
They are. They've left it awfully late, but as Jeff said, that's why they play 162, not 52.
Absolutely, but I hear the music behind us, so we'll take a little pause for the cause, and on the other side, we'll continue with our professor of sports, Sean Poulter, and we'll get into some of these things. We'll talk about the Astros. We'll talk about the Mets. We'll talk about these wild card races that are absolutely heating up. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
With colder temperatures just around the corner, people are looking for ways to maximize their heating dollars. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll make sure the heat you're paying for gets into your house right after this. What's the first step of any building or repair project? I always make sure I have the tools and materials I need, starting with the QuickCrete mobile app. With easy one-touch access, you can watch project video instructions, quickly pull up a material shopping list, and make sure you have what you need, or use the app to figure out how much you need and find out where to buy it. You can even share your finished project via the Quick Share function. It's the tool you can use from start to finish. Download the QuickCrete mobile app on the App Store or Google Play today. In homes with forced air heating, the ductwork is your lifeline to warmer air, so you want it to operate efficiently. Unfortunately, many times these pipelines have leaks that cost you comfort and money, especially if they run through unheated spaces like a crawl space, basement, or attic. Inspect the ducts with the system running to find any areas where warm air is escaping. Seams and joints where two or more pieces meet are the most likely culprits. When you find a leak, seal it with foil-back duct tape. You don't want the typical cloth-back stuff for this job. Then, paint over the tape with a generous coat of duct mastic. This will dry to form a flexible but permanent seal, keeping the warm air where it belongs. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS, or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. We're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, talking about Major League Baseball and obviously the tragedy that happened early Sunday morning. Jose Fernandez dying in a boating crash along with two friends. Hearts and prayers and thoughts, obviously, with the Marlins, with the Fernandez family, with Major League Baseball, and they're doing the right thing, taking the day off, and obviously everybody is devastated by this terrible tragedy. I do want to get into some of the things that are happening on the field. Let's start out, as we always do, in the American League East, where your Toronto Blue Jays have obviously fallen off a little bit from that division, but they're still leading the wild card. They're definitely in the mix, and looks like Baltimore's right behind them. The Yankees have kind of slid out of things. Detroit is in there. Seattle's in there. Houston's in there. We've got a real battle for this, for the wild card race, John. I mean, what's going to happen? Who's going to wind up getting it? I think you're safe. I think the Toronto Blue Jays are in, but who gets that second wild card, really?
Well, it obviously is going to get very interesting. And before we leave the Fernandez story entirely, the other sad part of this is that he announced this week that he was going to become a father. So here's a child that's going to grow up never knowing his father and never knowing what a good citizen his father was. So that's perhaps a rather fitting way to end our discussion on Fernandez. But switching to the good side of baseball and the wild card races in the last week, that American League East, I think, is still Boston's to lose. Looking at it on an overall basis across the six divisions, Texas, Washington, and the Cubs have all clinched. The Dodgers, Cleveland, and Boston, I think it's probably just a matter of time. But that American League wild card spot is getting very, very interesting. We've got the Blue Jays, the Orioles, and the Tigers all within a half a game of, 1.5 games of each other. Seattle's 2.5 out, Houston's 3 out. Tough road to hoe for Seattle and Houston, but interestingly, they've got 3 games between the two teams this week. So if one team happened to sweep that series, that would make that very, very interesting. And the other games that the Astros have, they've got 4 with the Angels. So perhaps the schedule helps the Astros in that the Angels have not played overly well this season. They've been very inconsistent. And they've got 3 games head-to-head with the Mariners. So I hate to say that the Astros kind of control their own destiny, but they can certainly go a long way to trying to control their own destiny by winning those 7 games. And if they won those 7 games, that would start to put some heat on Toronto, Baltimore, and Detroit. So I think that is going to get very, very exciting. Blue Jays shut out the Yankees for the second consecutive day yesterday, and I read a sports highlight this morning that was the first time in, I think, 41 years that the Yankees had been shut out in 3 consecutive games, because they were also shut out on Thursday night. So I think we can count the Yankees out of it now, but certainly the race for those wild card spots in the American League are getting very tight, and the National League is just as tight but with less teams. We've got 3 teams within a half a game of each other in the National League. So hey, it's fun baseball. To Jeff's point, there's a reason we play 162.
Hey, do you see a scenario where, and I think I said this to you a few weeks back, where Boston, Toronto, and Baltimore are all in the playoffs, and all these other teams you're talking about, the Tigers, the Mariners, the Astros, do you see that scenario where it's everybody from the East and nobody else?
Yeah, I see it as a good possibility, and I see it only because with Houston and Seattle playing each other, if somebody was to sweep that series, clearly it would help that the team that did the sweeping. But if they split that series 2-1, basically they're sort of stealing each other's thunder. So I got to think that I got to think that the 3 American League East teams are probably the teams that get in. But you know, you never know with Detroit. Got a tough game today with Kansas City, and then they've got another tough 4 games with Jeff's Indians in the middle of the week, and they finish up with 3 against Atlanta. So they got a pretty good chance of sweeping Atlanta. So, you know, who knows? It could well be a close race, but you're asking me for where my money is on the 3 Eastern Division teams.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And, Jeff, I mean, look, it's been kind of boring for you, let's be honest, man. The Indians have been on top of that division for most of the year. And, you know, every week we talk about, hey, the lead is 2 or 3 games. It's up to 7, man. And let's be honest, for a Cleveland Indians fan, like, this has got to be, like, almost like the kiss of death, because now you have expectations. You want the Indians to battle and make it to the World Series. So let me ask you this. How crushing would it be for a Cleveland Indians fan if you don't get out of the first round and if you don't have that great postseason success that everybody is obviously hoping and wishing for so much there in Cleveland.
Well, I said it in my parting shot a week ago. It references the Paul Hoynes article, and for those of you unfamiliar, Paul Hoynes has been the Cleveland Indians beat writer for the flagship daily in Cleveland, the Plain Dealer, for about 30 years now, and he wrote this team off given the Carlos Carrasco injury. He said, remember September 17th as the day that the Indians' postseason dreams died. So the Indians have been playing with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. I think it would be extremely devastating. I'm going to tell you that the new paranoia in Cleveland is watching how hot the Boston Red Sox are right now, how well the Texas Rangers are playing against admittedly lesser competition, and fear of ending up with that number three seed so that the Indians could potentially come home and lose a home game and be out of the playoffs, even though they've had such control of the division, as you've referenced, since the early part of summer. So I think that not escaping the first round would be very disappointing for Cleveland fans. But let's face it, the window is wide open. This isn't one of those situations where they absolutely positively have to win. In 2016, I think it would be a cool story piggybacking on the Cavaliers, but I don't think it's necessary that they win, but you never know when you won't be back. I think that plenty of teams thought that they would be back and back again, and they were one and done. So it is a little bit scary. I think it would be disappointing if they experienced first-round exit, but at the end of the day, I don't think it would be the end of the world for that fan base.
Well, and what's crazy, too, let me just throw this in there, that home field advantage is still up for grabs, like you're talking about. They're only two games behind the Rangers. They're a game behind Boston. Boston's a game behind the Rangers. So they're all really still playing for home field advantage throughout the playoffs, too. So go ahead, John.
Well, I was going to ask Jeff if he's at all concerned, you know, talking about the Indians and home field advantage. I was going to ask him if he's at all concerned with the disparity between the Indians' record at home and on the road. At home, they're plus 26, which is the second-best record at home in baseball to the Cubs. But on the road, they're only 37-37. And
yeah, 500.
Perhaps that extends to this concern that they start off at home, they lose one game, they go on the road, which has not been their strength all year. Does that put some more pressure on them? It probably does, and ironically, out of those three teams, the Red Sox are perhaps the most consistent. They're 46-32 at home. They're 45-32 on the road. So, if you look at it with the opportunity to win a game in the other team's park, the numbers would tell you that the Red Sox have a better advantage on the road than the other two teams do. So, to Jeff's point, if they end up playing Boston in either the first round or the second round, not counting the wild card, does that hurt them? Because they're going to be playing Boston, that's a very strong road team, against Cleveland, which is their strength is playing at home, and the other way around isn't going to help Cleveland. So I think I'd probably be a little bit concerned, but still got to look at it that Cleveland's a very, very solid baseball team, top to bottom, especially on the mound, and we all know what a big piece of baseball pitching and specifically starting pitching is.
When I look at a five-game series, I consider, you know, Corey Kluber's going to go out there and very hopefully win you game one. And I think that dictates whether you throw Trevor Bauer out there in game two thinking that you must win, or if you save him for game three, because I think that Trevor Bauer pitches a little bit better on the road. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I think that he gets a lot of things out of his head, and he treats it like a business trip when he's there. But you know, as far as what, you know, the venue, I don't think it matters as much as the pitching matchups and, you know, what you have on the field. And I'm concerned about Francisco Lindor slumping at this point in the season.
Yeah, tough time for your best player to go into a slump, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We still have Jose Ramirez, and, you know, Napoli's been in a little bit of a slump, too. But it's just been an overall impressive season, and that's why I don't feel it would be the end of the world. You know, it's not like the city hasn't won a championship in 52 years now. I think that changes the narrative a little bit.
That loads off the shoulders.
That's when expectations start happening, too. So I think that's kind of a catch-22. You know, you've had no expectations for 52 years, and now your teams have won, So does that mean the expectations are greater in every sport? And, you know, I'm talking baseball, I'm talking football, I'm talking even hockey, whatever,
well,
in general.
Well, On the flip side of that coin, if you look at what happens every Sunday at 1 Eastern during the autumn, I think the expectations couldn't be lower for the Indians as you approach the playoffs.
Okay, all right, I can understand that. I can appreciate that too. Hey, I want to switch really quickly to the National League. I mean, like you said, it's not as many teams, it's not as much up in the air, but I'm just want to throw this at you. I mean, this is just a crazy number to me, okay? And I think you'll understand where I'm going, John, because we're so used to this team actually being on top and everybody else looking at them. The Cubs have a 17-game lead over the Cardinals. They're 21 over the Pirates, but my real thought here is this is an unfamiliar position for the Cardinals. Let's be honest. They're battling to make it into the wild card, which is something that they've done before. But they're also 17 games behind the Chicago Cubs. And I think that is a staggering number, if you will.
It is, but let's remember that once the postseason starts, everybody is 0-0, just like they are on the 1st of April, regardless of how good they've played in spring training. And if you want to look at it from a positive standpoint, if you were a Cardinal fan, the Cardinals obviously are going to get in as a wild card team if they do get in at all.
Right.
The wild card team always plays more games on the road than they do at home. And the Cardinals are 48-32 on the road, which is the best road record in Major League Baseball. So perhaps that counts in their favor, plus the amount of experience that team has in terms of division titles, World Series appearances, postseason appearances. They've got stability in the front office. They've got stability in the dugout from a managerial standpoint. I still think if the series starts 0-0, Cardinals are just as strong as anybody, and I would say the same thing for the San Francisco Giants. We've seen in the last few years that it's very easy to, not easy, but it's very possible to get into the World Series and, in fact, win the World Series from the wild card spot. So with two good teams in the wild card spot, so who's to say that might not happen again?
What's the Cubs'
as
biggest...
As always, John, a true pleasure talking to you. Appreciate you taking time out and giving us a little extra time, if you will, today as well. So appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day. We look forward to talking to you next week when things are even closer to being decided.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Always enjoy chatting with you, and have a good week, and we'll talk next Sunday.
Sounds great. John Poulter, professor of sports, joining us here on the program. Keep it close. We'll be back to wrap up this hour. Jeff Rich, the Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter for hanging out with us, obviously talking a lot of baseball with us, and obviously the passing of Jose Fernandez and his couple friends in a tragic boating accident early Sunday morning. Hey, I know you had some thoughts about Vince Scully. We know his 67 seasons with the Dodgers are obviously the longest time that any broadcaster has been with a single team in professional sports history. It's all coming to an end October 2nd. How unbelievable is this, Jeff?
I think it's Vince Scully in and of himself is pretty darn unbelievable. I mean, the guy does his own color. I mean, if you listen to any play-by-play guy for any of the other 29 teams, and it's no disrespect to Matt Underwood, Len Casper, Steve Berthume, anybody that does the dry side of the game where they're not offering the color, that's a hard job in and of itself. And then the former ball player usually chimes in with his analysis. And for Vince Scully to have all of those stories, and I know he's got a production team behind him, but I think it's unbelievable to run a booth solo and to do it for that long for such an iconic team. I mean, he's one of the greats, and he's one of the last icons from the announcing booth that goes back to the days when you really counted on the announcer to deliver what was going on the field before the days of high definition.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing I always loved about radio versus TV was radio, the guy's painting a picture, and you can just visualize however, whatever, and just it's all in your imagination. So I really think that the radio is something that I've always taken a real liking to because you're trying to paint a picture. The TV, it's easy, man. You're just seeing what you see it, everybody else sees it, and you're just calling it, but the radio, there's just something about that to me that's always been very, very intriguing. But obviously, Vince Scully and his 67-year career coming to an end here pretty soon. But anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back with hour number two. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A suspect in custody for the deadly shooting at a Washington State mall on Friday night that left five people dead.
He said nothing. He was
kind of zombie-like. About the best I can describe.
That police spokesman describing the suspect when he was arrested. Here's more from Tina Douglas.
Police have identified the suspect as 20-year-old Arkan Sateen. He was arrested without incident in the town of Oak Harbor after a nearly 24-hour manhunt. Police say he killed five people Friday night at the Cascade Mall in Burlington, north of Seattle.
Sateen, reportedly an American citizen who immigrated here from Turkey. Texas Senator Ted Cruz explaining his decision to endorse Republican nominee Donald Trump. Despite the insults Trump made to his wife and father during the primary, Cruz calls it an agonizing decision, but says Hillary Clinton's a threat to the Supreme Court and the country. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. A human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Monday brings the first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and the two major party nominees go into it in a dead heat. The new Washington Post ABC News survey shows 46% of likely voters are supporting Clinton, compared to 44% supporting Trump. It gives Libertarian Party nominee Gary Johnson 5%, and Green Party nominee Jill Stein getting just 1%. And 8 in 10 voters in the survey say they plan to watch Monday night's debate on CNN.
And I will fight to bring us all together as one people.
Donald Trump courting the African-American vote at a campaign stop in Roanoke, Virginia, where he also attacked his rival Hillary Clinton's running mate, Virginia Senator and former Virginia Governor Tim Kaine.
And you know, he's not very popular. He won his election by a very, very close margin. When I heard she picked, I said, you know, maybe that's bad for me. We're just about tied in Virginia.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The National Museum of African American History and Culture is now open in Washington, D.C., as President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama were joined at the Saturday ceremonies by former President George W. Bush and his wife, Laura. Designed to allow visitors to explore slavery, 70% of the museum is below ground. The impact of African Americans in the United States from Martin Luther King Jr. to Obama also displayed throughout the new museum. Back to presidential politics, as not surprisingly, the New York Times has made an endorsement of Hillary Clinton in the race for the White House.
Citing her intellect, experience, and courage, the New York Times is endorsing Hillary Clinton for president. In Saturday's paper, the Times says Mrs. Clinton's occasional missteps, combined with attacks on her trustworthiness, have distorted perceptions of her character. The newspaper says a lifetime's commitment to solving problems in the real world qualifies Clinton for the job. The newspaper calls Donald Trump the worst nominee put forward by a major party in modern American history. Mitch Levy, New York.
And the musician credited with spreading the form of Creole music known as Zydeco has died. Stanley Dural passing away on Saturday morning at 68. His family had previously announced he had had lung cancer. Born in Lafayette, Louisiana, Dural dabbled in funk music in the 70s before turning to the accordion and forming the band Buckwheat Zydeco.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening, as always, in the sports world. First and foremost, got to send our hearts and prayers and thoughts to the Fernandez family. Jose Fernandez passed away, dying in a boating accident early Sunday morning. The ace for the Miami Marlins, a positive, bright future, vibrant guy, likable, pretty much all good. And this is such a tragic, sad story that we definitely want to throw it out there and let you know about it if you don't know about it. And then, obviously, there's good things happening in sports as well. We have college football to talk about. How about those Wisconsin Badgers, baby? You those gotta love what they did, Jeff. You gotta love what they did.
Those Wisconsin Badgers are 1/5 of the way through the gauntlet, but if they come out unscathed, they are the number one team in the country.
Unbelievable stuff. Obviously, college football is great. NFL football, we have that to talk about as well. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The new Firestone Champion Tire has a 70,000-mile limited tread wear warranty, our longest ever, so they can take you from Manhattan to Nashville to the middle of nowhere. Because with the right tires, there's no such thing as a wrong turn, and you can go just about anywhere. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Certain limitations and restrictions apply. Ask a Firestone retailer for details. Actual mileage may vary.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. As I was talking to Jeff before the break, talked a little bit about the craziness in college football and some of the insane things that happen on a week-to-week basis. First of all, my Wisconsin Badgers, and I say my Wisconsin Badgers in maybe the most casual and leisure way possible, because I am not an alum of Wisconsin. I am from the great state of Wisconsin, grew up watching Badger football, grew up watching Packer football, so obviously I live, I breathe, I sleep, I eat, everything you could imagine about Green Bay Packer football, Wisconsin Badger football, Wisconsin sports in general, man. I live, breathe, eat, and sleep those things. But you have got to be impressed with a team that goes on the road to Michigan State, where Michigan State is coming off of a very big victory for them on the road last week. And Wisconsin goes in there, and they absolutely manhandle Michigan State 30-6. How impressed were you, Jeff, with the Wisconsin Badgers?
I was really impressed with Honingbrook, the young quarterback. I thought that he showed a lot of poise. Clement is a good running back, but he is no Melvin Gordon. He's not one of those great Wisconsin Badgers running backs of the past. So they really won this game with their defense for the first time since since the bowl season. I saw Tyler O'Connor really shook out there. I thought that they really brought the pressure there from the Wisconsin pass rush. I thought that they limited what Michigan State could do on the ground, and it was evidenced by their 6 points at home against a division rival. So, we looked at Wisconsin's schedule last week and decided that they could really lose all five of their next five games running the gauntlet. They go to Ann Arbor a week from now, but I thought that they got this Big Ten conference season off to a great start. And I think that you have to pencil in the Wisconsin Badgers when you're talking about teams that could potentially take Ohio State down in the Big Ten football conference this year.
Yeah, I mean, their defense is for real. We know that. 6 points, like you said, and those were two field goals, one in the first quarter, one in the second quarter, and no scoring for Michigan State the rest of the way. Like you said, they kept that quarterback, O'Connor, at bay all day long. Three interceptions he threw out there. Probably one of his worst performances that he's ever had, to be honest with you, as a starting quarterback. Crazy how that all shook out. And let's go from that craziness to the craziness of LSU and Auburn. Please explain the last few seconds of that football game. Auburn wins 18-13. LSU scores a touchdown, but it's taken away from them. I don't know if I've ever seen a game end the way that this Auburn-LSU game ended, Jeff.
Well, there were 24 seconds left on the clock, and they had the ball at the 20-yard line with the clock stopped. It started on the snap. They get the first down, and, you know, tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. And then they get another first down, and there's like 7 seconds left, and they're out of timeouts. Les Miles doesn't have another play called. They were fortunate enough to get it to a place where they were actually able to stop the clock with the penalty. They snap the ball after the clock runs out. They score the touchdown, which would have given them the 19-18 victory. But the bottom line is the clock started when the ball was placed. And when you only have 1 second left in that situation, you can't screw it around. You just have to snap the football. They waited probably 2 seconds too long. And, you know, whatever they did after the clock ran out and the game was over. So, you know, too bad, so sad. We've seen Les Miles mismanage the clock plenty of times before. We've seen him get lucky, and this just wasn't one of those times. So, you know, good argument that the losing coach in that game was going to lose their job before the season's end. And I think that both teams lost and both teams won, but at the end of the day, it's the Auburn Tigers and Gene Chizik that get to breathe for another week.
Yeah, and you just mentioned something that I was going to go to next.
Not Gene Chizik. Gus Malzahn, not Gene Chizik, sorry.
Yeah, and you mentioned something, Les Miles. I wanted to kind of go there. After the game, you heard the analyst talking about, hey, maybe this hurts Les Miles and his future, obviously, but we've been talking about that, it feels like, now for like two seasons with Les Miles. So how much are you really holding this against him? Or, look, bottom line is, I mean, it was a great football game. They lost it, but you lose to Auburn. I understand it. I get it. I know where everybody's going with this, but is this Les Miles' fault or is this the player's fault? And look, ultimately, we know how it winds up. The coach is usually the guy that gets fired, and then they move on. But is there really anybody better for them than Les Miles, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, I think that that's always a great question. If not X, then who?
Right.
And, you know, and they have two very capable coordinators on that sideline there, in John Chavis and Cam Cameron. But are those guys at the end of the day going to be able to make better decisions than Les Miles? Are those guys going to be able to go into the living rooms and say, come to Baton Rouge and play for a winner like me? I don't know that they could do better than Les Miles, and I think that that creates the conundrum that makes Les Miles essentially bulletproof, as it has over not only the last 2 years, but I'd say on and off again since he got to Baton Rouge, 10 or 11 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, that's my thought, and that's why I kind of approached it the way that I did. I mean, we always hear about guys on the hot seat or, you know, hey, this guy's going to lose his job if this doesn't happen. And we've been hearing that about Les Miles for a very long time. I have a feeling he's got a pretty good relationship with the AD. I think that they think like we think. Who's better than Les Miles? Like, if you go out there and you try to find somebody right now, I think that list is not that great, to be honest with you. So I think it's one of those cases where you're saying to yourself, we're better off with sticking with what we already know as a proven commodity. Yes, he's kind of failed us in those big games, but who do we really place the blame on? Is that the players or is that the coach? The coach can only do so much. I mean, at the end of the day, the players got to go out there and they have to execute. The coaches have to give them a great game plan. We all know that. But players got to be able to go out there and execute plays, Jeff.
Do you think that they could wedge a guy like Rich Rod in or maybe hire Jim Tressel? I'm just trying to think of any name that would be beneficial for LSU, and I just think of Rich Rod because he's exciting, and then I think of Jim Tressel, though he's very boring, probably in the minds of today's 15 to 17-year-old that would potentially be being recruited by a guy like Jim Tressel. That what brand of football does LSU play, or do they go back to the same well that they got Les Miles from and talk to a guy like Mike Gundy? I just don't understand who exactly. Maybe it's Sean Payton from New Orleans since he loves living in Louisiana so much. I mean, I just don't know who you get if you dismiss Les Miles as the head coach at Louisiana State University.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think it's one of those cases where you're sort of stuck because I don't know what's better than Les Miles ultimately. And I think that that's kind of where they're sitting too, because we've been having this conversation for years and years at that. So it is what it is. A lot of time there on LSU and Auburn. I want to keep it moving. Texas A&M, Arkansas, A&M rolls 45-24. Arkansas was playing pretty good up until this game. Texas A&M, are they for real?
Texas A&M, they're an interesting program. They're a very unlikable program, and I think that that goes back to Manziel, and his name is always going to come up during their broadcast, even when you're evaluating the play of Trevor Knight. What's happened to quarterback play since Johnny Football was here?
Yeah.
Is Kevin, Kevin Sumlin goes from Houston to A&M, they make the jump to the SEC. They haven't really won the SEC yet. I think that Johnny Football beat Alabama once and played very competitively against him in a loss at Kyle Field the following year. But I think that Texas A&M, when they run into Alabama, they're going to face the same pressure that everyone else did. I think Ole Miss is probably better than A&M. I think that we're going to see just how that SEC West plays out. But I wasn't very impressed with Auburn or LSU, so I don't think that either of those schools are going to threaten Alabama. How about Tennessee ending that streak, that losing streak that they had against Florida that went back to 2005?
That's where I was going next, man. I was going to say, is it finally where the Vols are back to being in the mix of one of those teams that could be a team to be reckoned with? And we got to go back to, like, Peyton Manning days for that, to be honest with you. So, Tennessee, are they for real?
It's tough to tell because they haven't really overwhelmed me in their wins against, Virginia Tech. They didn't play very well against Appalachian State. But the way that they bounced back from being in a 21-0 hole against Florida, I think a lot more of that is Florida's mistakes. But, at the end of the day, 38-28, the proof is in the pudding. You got to look at the scoreboard, brother.
Absolutely. I know we're up against it, too. So we'll take a quick pause for the cause here. A great discussion about college football, in all honesty, man. College football is so fun to talk about. So many crazy things happen on a week-to-week basis. You really never know what's going to happen. And speaking of Ole Miss, they destroyed Georgia, who 45-14. So we talked a little bit about Ole Miss being maybe better than some of those teams that we'd mentioned before, the A&Ms of the world and some of the other teams. But going to be interesting as it all shakes out. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man, we'll be right back. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I want to have these guys go into the film tomorrow and turn on the tape and say this guy's doing things right and this guy's really fighting hard to pick this up and to make plays. So, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, make an impression and, leave a little bit of a lasting memory coming off these games.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved. You can check us out. Go to @byJeffRich on Twitter. Go to @Dorf on Sports. And then be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA as well. And if you want to beam us up like Scotty, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits to talk to us about whatever's on your mind. And obviously, you got to just keep remembering what happened, the tragedy early Sunday morning. Jose Fernandez passing away in a tragic boating accident, he and two friends. And obviously, our hearts and prayers and thoughts are with him, his family, the Marlins, the baseball community. Just a tragic, terrible occurrence that we wish never would have happened, to be honest with you. A lot of NFL to talk about, Jeff. You know, Thursday night was, I guess here's where I'm going right now, man. And I find it so funny because all the experts talk about this is what's going to happen. The Patriots are going to struggle out of the gate. They're lucky to go 2-2, blah, 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 maybe even 1-3. They're 3-0. They're rolling teams. They're destroying teams with third, fourth-string backup, second-string backup. It doesn't make a difference. Belichick, to me, man, I mean, this is kind of crazy when you're going to hear this come out of my mouth. But I almost put him in the same category as Lombardi and maybe even better because of what he's done this season with guys that – nobody knows who the heck they are, and he's winning without Tom Brady. I mean, at the end of the day, he's winning without Tom Brady. You give him anybody, and Belichick can get it done, Jeff.
I put him in a class of his own. I think it's unbelievable that the Baltimore Ravens fired this guy before they ever played a game. And, you know, maybe he needed a little more time under Parcells, but the way that he prepares for games puts even his mentor to shame. The fact that he's able to go out there with a guy that was playing college football at NC State and not winning a lot of football games. You know, the Wolfpack were okay, and Brissett was definitely a reason that they belonged on the same field in games with Florida State and Clemson. And they kept the game plan simple. I think that they're an immensely talented football team, and they always have been because of the preparation. And it all goes back to preparation. The preparation that Bill Belichick puts into the draft, the preparation that he puts into scouting these undrafted free agents that they just casually sign to their team and let them show their stuff on the practice field and on the field on Sundays. And I think that the game, the way that he prepares to play other teams, especially people that he's familiar with, like Bill O'Brien, and a game plan so fine that Brock Osweiler just didn't have a chance out there on Thursday night. Jacoby Brissett took what was there, and what was there was a 27-0 victory over the Houston Texans. I mean, granted, it was at home, but anytime you can shut out another team in the National Football League, it's impressive, let alone when you're down to number three on the depth chart at the quarterback position. And that guy's hurt too, so we might see Julian Edelman before it's all said and done.
Yep, we may. And then that'll be another unbelievable situation if he can pull that off. And I'm going to go somewhere right now, and you tell me if you think I'm crazy. But if I'm pretty much any team in the NFL, okay, but one in particular, if I'm the Green Bay Packers, I would be willing to give up my first, my second, and my third-round draft pick next year to get Mike McCarthy out of there and bring Belichick in there, to be quite honest with you. I would give just about anything to have Belichick. Think of what he could do with Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback. If he can do this kind of stuff with these guys, what in the world would he be able to do with Aaron Rodgers? So you heard me correctly. I'd give up a one, a two, and a third-round draft pick to get Bill Belichick and get rid of who I like to call Fat Mike, Mike McCarthy.
You know, it's funny if we flash back about 20 to 25 years, you'd laugh reading the Cleveland media trying to run this young head coach, this defensive coordinator under Bill Parcells from the Giants, bringing all his Giants over and trying to rewrite the way that, you know, football is coached, and he's trying to do it in Cleveland, and it's never going to work. And the only thing I'm left to wonder is what he could have done with Vinny Testaverde at quarterback for the 1996 Cleveland Browns. Now the joke's on us because there were no 1996 Cleveland Browns, but you know, we had a legend in our grasp, and it's kind of like when we lost LeBron. If you think about it, you lost one of the all-time greats right before he peaked. You know, LeBron came back. Hey, Bill Belichick's never coming back. Bill Belichick is such a natural fit in Boston that I don't think that he would ever leave, and I don't think that Robert Kraft, with anything short of death and dismemberment, would allow anyone other than Bill Belichick to be the head coach of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, maybe I'm just dreaming and hoping and wishing, but if I'm the Green Bay Packers and I'm wanting to win, that's what I'd be willing to do to win with a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who's in the prime of his career. So let's move on from that. Hey, question for you about this guy and how he's playing this season. I think he's pretty awesome. Since we go from Bill Belichick and how he's so masterful with any quarterback, let's go to this guy because I think it's an interesting matchup. Big Ben against Carson Wentz, who has obviously been very, very shockingly surprising to a certain degree. I think we all knew he was a good football player, did a great job at North Dakota State, got them to, they've won like five titles and whatnot, and obviously his college career speaks for itself. But what he's been able to accomplish early in the season so far, I think this is the real first test going up up against Big Ben and the Pittsburgh Steelers. But how impressed are you with Big Ben? How impressed are you with Carson Wentz?
Well, Big Ben is not showing any signs of age. I think that he's got an excellent supporting cast. It's nice when he has Le'Veon Bell on the field. And when he does it, he gets by with D'Angelo Williams. I don't think that Heath Miller is very good, but I think that he's got excellent targets on the perimeter. I think he gets protected pretty well. I think that the way that he staves off that first hit and the way that he misdirects secondaries with his pump fakes, which he's able to do with one hand, which nobody else in football can do. Cam Newton comes close, but not at the level that Ben Roethlisberger is able to pump fake and completely freeze defensive backs and, you know, get those talented wide receivers wide open on the football field. So Ben Roethlisberger is Ben Roethlisberger. And by the way, I'm going to have to wash my mouth out with soap after speaking that finally of a Pittsburgh Steeler. But moving on to Carson Wentz. And, you know, in the interest of full disclosure, there's a little bit of bitterness coming from the Cleveland fan base. I don't know that I experience it directly, but, you know, Cleveland passed on this guy and a number of other teams that could have traded up to number two, like the Philadelphia Eagles did, didn't show enough interest to land a guy like Carson Wentz. And there are a lot of quarterback desperate teams out there. The Eagles don't appear to be one of them. The Rams might still be that team. So I think that he's looked good against the Browns and the Bears. The Steelers, obviously a different animal. And let's see how he handles that. Let's wait until he's played like five or six games to really evaluate whether he's the next coming or not.
No, I agree with you there. And I always think people are way too quick to say, hey, this guy's the next coming or whatever. And very young in his career. He's had some success. Let's see how he does against a Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Let's see how he does against a quarterback like Big Ben when you know you have to go out there and make plays because that guy on the other side is going to make plays. So we'll see. He's done a good job of managing things for the Philadelphia Eagles thus far. We'll see how it all shakes out. We got a lot to talk about in the NFL. We'll get more to that on the other side. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on what we like to call the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Everyone likes to keep their kitchen clean, but they often miss cleaning a very important appliance. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about clean ventilation right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
When it comes time to clean the kitchen, it's no secret that the dishes, countertop, stove, and floors need to be on the cleaning list. But don't forget to look up at your range hood. Over time, fumes, particles, and smoke from cooking will lead to an unwanted layer of grime on the hood. Keeping the hood to your range clean and free from greasy buildup will keep the fan operating more efficiently, but don't forget about cleaning the filter. A filter clogged with grease and grime will make the fan work a lot harder with less effect. For metal filters, soak them in hot soapy water. If you have a stubborn buildup, add a small amount of ammonia to the water. Charcoal filters, however, cannot be cleaned. When these filters don't remove smoke out of the air anymore, they must be replaced. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the costs with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can check us out on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Let's get back into this NFL conversation that we were having, and we left off with Big Ben and Carson Wentz meeting off in a little bit of a duel there, and the first real test for Carson Wentz in his young career, where he's gotten off to a good start. Speaking of getting off to a good start, Sammy B, Sammy Bradford, in his first game with the Minnesota Vikings, takes care of business against my Green Bay Packers, who look pretty pathetic on offense, and now everybody's talking about their lackluster performance on offense for about 16 games now, to be honest with you. But Sam Bradford taking on Carolina and the Panthers and Cam Newton, was that a little bit of an aberration, the play that he had against the Green Bay Packers, or is this maybe a really good opportunity for Sam Bradford to resurrect his football career in Minnesota?
I think it's an outstanding opportunity for Sam Bradford. I think that he's always had the skills. I think the only question with Sam Bradford is a matter of, can he develop the chemistry there in Minnesota? It looks like he's got it going on early with very little time around these guys. And, you know, just a matter of, can he be protected? I think the Vikings, despite the loss of Khalil, have a halfway decent offensive line. Now, he's going to have to lean heavily on Matt Asiata as his running back, because there's just, you know, there's no Adrian Peterson, and that's been the heart and soul of the Minnesota Vikings offense for the last decade or so.
Yeah, with that being said, though, the time that AP was out, this kid handled it, and he was pretty effective for the Minnesota Vikings. Look, young, fresh legs, there's something to be said about that as well. A guy that's been kind of waiting in the wings, this is his opportunity to shine as well. Look, I think the Vikings are an okay football team. I really do, even without AP and without Teddy Bridgewater. Unlike you, Sam Bradford, I think, can throw every single pass that he needs to throw. It's just been a matter of, can you protect this guy? Does he have enough weapons around him? I don't – look, that Diggs kid can absolutely flat-out fly and can make plays for him. But other than Diggs, who does he really have to throw the ball to? So, and I was actually very impressed with the chemistry that those two guys had, when you would really think that it may take them a couple, 3 weeks to figure things out. But that kid had a huge day against the Green Bay Packers, and obviously it made Sam Bradford look like an all-pro. The Packer defense – on the run was very good, but passing defense looks like that's what may be their Achilles heel this season. But with that being said, the combination of Diggs and Bradford, pretty impressive in very short time.
And you have to assume that Laquon Treadwell is going to come around. He was one of my favorite players coming into this season in the draft. Josh Doctson for the Washington Redskins being my favorite overall, and Corey Coleman not far behind the two of them. But, he's not getting on the field. They're going to Charles Johnson. I think that they're still hung up on all of the talent that exists with Cordell Patterson, and I don't think that he's much more than a very fast special teams player, whether he's a returner or a gunner on the punt team. So, you know, a little bit of a lack of talent there, and I actually like Sam Bradford a little bit more in this offense than Teddy Bridgewater, as crazy as that might sound.
Let's switch gears and talk about the Panthers for a moment. Cam Newton and other guys, you know, his coach and other people feel like he gets hit too often in tough spots. And I'm going to say it like this. If you're a quarterback that likes to get out of the pocket and run with the ball, you're opening yourself up to get hit just like anybody else on that field, like a running back, a wide receiver, because once you leave the pocket, you become a running back. And if Cam Newton doesn't want to get hit, then quit running the ball outside of the pocket. That's my suggestion. How do you feel about it?
I feel the same. I don't feel that that's a problem. If you get hurt, Derek Anderson's on the field, the quarterback's going to stay in the pocket until he gets hit. You know, Cam Newton makes plays with his legs. I don't think that he fully trusts his running backs. You know, with Jonathan Stewart getting up there in age, Fozzie Whitaker, Mike Tolbert being part time players. You know, they have Artis Payne from Auburn on the roster, but I think that he feels that he has to do it all himself. You know, if the pass isn't there, I think that he feels obligated to pick up some yards with his legs, especially on third down. And the bottom line is, Cam, I love you, but you're going to get hit in those situations. And, you know, you should be able to take it with that big body of yours.
Well, and not only that, maybe they should start designing plays where he doesn't have to be a running back. You know what I mean? So part of it I put on Cam, and part of it I put on the coaching staff for the play selection and the play calling that they have.
Well, you know, they have Kelvin Benjamin back this year. That's a weapon that he did not have in his luxury a year ago. And I think that he just needs to find those targets. I think he needs to do a better job finding the open receivers. He's a great passer. But if the play is not there, and part of it is just him being a product of the read option system that Rivera has adjusted his offense to do to take advantage of all of Cam's skills. But at the end of the day, you know, in the NFL, everybody is too fast. Everybody hits too darn hard for you to make yourself vulnerable to those hits. It's a passing league, so you got to pass.
Yeah, I true. Hey, speaking of pass, well, that's a good segue to the next one here. The Chargers are 1-1. The Colts are 0-2. I've always been a guy. I like Andrew Luck. You don't like him. And
well, no, I never said that.
Well, I'm just saying as far as being one of those guys that can really step up and be the next big thing as far as a quarterback. You're not as on that as I am. I really like Andrew Luck and his skill set. But speaking of this one, this is going to be this. If I'm a gambling man, I think this is the time the Colts get their victory, to be honest with you. This is a perfect opportunity. You're going to have a West Coast team coming in to an East Coast time zone. You're playing at home. You're 0-2. Your back is really up against the wall, let's be honest. You kind of got to win this football game. But with that being said, Andrew Luck and Phillip Rivers going at this thing, this should be a pretty exciting contest.
I like San Diego in this one. San Diego really impressed me, even in their loss to the Chiefs. They let it get away from them late, but San Diego can sure score some points, and they're getting a point and a half. I really like them going in. Indianapolis just has done so little to impress me. I only caught the fourth quarter of their game with Denver a week ago, but I think that there's a very good reason that they're 0-2, and I think that it traces back to them being not very good despite the play of Andrew Luck.
Yeah, I mean, look, he can only do so much, and we've talked about that too. Like, he doesn't have the arsenal of weapons that a lot of other quality quarterbacks have, and, you know, sometimes that can be a real difference maker when you think about it.
Yeah, do you like the Bears to get off the schneid going into Dallas with all kinds of question marks at the quarterback position?
No, I'll be honest with you, man. I like the Cowboys. I think Dak is an interesting specimen. They got to give Ezekiel Elliott the ball and let him run a little bit more. Take a little bit of the pressure off of Dak, if you ask me. And you have that big offensive line, man. That's your bread and butter. And then you open it up for Dez and the other guys on the outside. There's something dynamic about the Cowboys. I don't know if they'll quite figure it out, but there's definitely something to look forward to as a Dallas Cowboy fan in the near future. If Dak can kind of come around and really show that he can play at the NFL level, I think this was almost the best possible thing that could have ever happened for the Cowboys, having Romo get hurt and have another guy come in. And this is the future, right? So why not let the future play out right in front of your eyes?
Well, I guess that sets up my next question. I think I already know the answer, but does a Tony Romo return in week 9 or 10 gum up the works for what they're doing in Dallas? I guess it would be, the record would dictate whether that's a possibility or not when we cross that bridge.
Yeah, I mean, that was exactly where I was going to go. I mean, if they're in a playoff race and Dak is the guy that's gotten them to that spot, how do you take that kid out of there? Because I think that's the ultimate slap in his face. And, you know, at that point, it really, I think, more so becomes a decision of Tony Romo. Like, do I call it quits? Do I hang this thing up? I mean, truth be told, with the types of injuries that he keeps having, I don't think he has a lot of longevity left with his football career. And then if Dak does have that type of success, maybe it's like a mutual thing where Tony and the Cowboys are saying to each other, hey, we got to do what's best for you, and we got to do what's best for the organization. And mutually, maybe we call this thing quits, you move on, and we move on.
Hey, Dorf, the Saints are hosting the Falcons in the Dome on Monday night. I know that we saw a lot of magic on Monday night, especially against a rival like the Falcons in the post-Katrina age. But let's face it, that was a very long time ago. The Saints are what they are. Does Atlanta go in there and take it to them, or do the Saints hold serve in Dome Sweet Dome?
You know, I've got mixed emotions about this Falcons team, man. I'm kind of like, you know, up in the air as far as Matty Ice. He's never been able to get over the hump. He's never been able to take his team to that next level. Drew Brees, he's been able to do that. And like you said, the Saints, they're the Saints. I'm sorry, you know, they're an 0-2 football team. They seem to have lost a little bit of their glamour, if you will. And I do think it's taken a lot of those tragedies, in a weird way, those tragedies that happened in New Orleans really helped a lot of people get behind the New Orleans Saints. And everybody wanted good things for them because of all of the terrible natural disasters that were taking place there. And they fed off of that, man. And they haven't had anything like that to feed off of for the past few years.
Who's the best team in the NFC West?
Who's the best team in the NFC West?
I think it's up for discussion because I know that it's Seattle. I think it's definitely not the Rams. And Arizona and San Francisco, I don't know if I'm sold on either one of them just yet.
But with that being said, the Rams did what they do against Seattle last week. Look, I would have to say I like the Cardinals, okay? I mean, they did dismantle Tampa Bay, and I think they got out of the gate a little sluggish against the Patriots, and I think they thought that they were going to walk all over those guys because no Tom Brady, and they forgot that Belichick is just a master, a wizard, kind of like the Wizard of Oz, to be honest with you. And I think they forgot about that. I think that kind of humbled them, and they got to a point where they realized that every single week you have to go out there and give it your best. So I actually think the Cardinals are the best team. And I'll tell you what, I think the Niners are better than you and a lot of other people give credit to. I think the Seahawks are a team that are kind of like, in a way, they're going backwards. And they can't score. They look a little pathetic. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. One final segment. Jeff Rich, the Dorfman, at Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here of this hour on Dorfman Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. Got to thank John Poulter today for joining us, and obviously Scott on the other side for making everything possible for us. And again, our hearts and prayers and thoughts are with Jose Fernandez, his family, the Major League Baseball community, and the Miami Marlins as well. Don't want to forget to mention that before we get out of here. But as always, Jeff, on our way out, we do our parting shots. You are up, my brother.
Obviously, nothing but respect for those mourning Jose Fernandez on this Sunday morning as we deal with the loss of a 24-year-old and a great baseball player. But college football season heating up. It's usually underscored by Sunday morning because of the NFL talk. But watch these games on Saturday. There's a lot of good football to be seen.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. My parting shot is kind of one of those where it's like, we've got so many crazy things happening in the world with all these protests and whatnot going on around the world. Let's sit back today. Let's enjoy watching NFL football. Let's enjoy watching what your team can do or what some special athlete can do out there on the field and forget about kind of all the things that are going on the outside. And let's just get involved and wrapped up in the sports world and forget about all the negativity that's being shared around the world right now, Jeff. I think that would be a really cool thing for people, just to kind of relax and forget about some of the tragedies and the bad things that are going on. Sit back and watch football. Enjoy yourself.
Couldn't have said it better myself, brother.
Yeah, and I mean, look, we didn't get this in, but interesting one with the Broncos and the Bengals. This could be maybe a time for the Broncos to go down. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But a lot of great games to watch today. Enjoy them. For Jeff, for Scott, for John, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We're out of here. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.